The Phoenix City Council is in the midst of a shakeup more than a month after Kate Gallego was sworn in as the city's new mayor. When she left her District 8 City Council seat to run for the office, and District 5 Representative Daniel Valenzuela left his seat to run against her, two seats were left open. And now we're approaching a runoff election on May 21st to select the new council members who will fill both of those seats. This week on the show, we'll meet all four of the candidates in the running. Yesterday, we heard from District 5 candidate Betty Guardado. Now let's hear from the woman she's trying to unseat, Vanya Guevara. Guevara has been temporarily filling the seat since she was appointed by the city council last summer. She's the daughter of immigrants from El Salvador and grew up in Los Angeles. And she says she knows what it means to be displaced when her parents lost their house during the mortgage crisis. The show's Lauren Gilger recently sat down with Guevara in the KJZZ studios.
I was about to graduate from college and I didn't have a place to call home. Mm-hmm. I remember like having to load up this little fold up mattress, and because every night I was either at a grandma's, at a friend's house, at a cousin's house. But it wasn't until I met a parent at an elementary school, and she shared with me that she worked three jobs, and she actually saw her daughter like in between her morning recess and class or something. So she would stop by in between work on the way to the next job, and that's when she got to see her daughter. Mm-hmm. And that's what a light bulb went on. I said, it's almost to say, like, it's okay if I go through it, but it's not okay for somebody else. And that's when I felt like putting my foot down and wanting to do more.
This has really played a role in,
definitely,
in your motivation to want to be a public servant, to go in this direction.
Yes, absolutely.
So you were appointed to this seat in August. You've been mm-hmm. there for some months now, and we spoke to you on the show then when you were just starting, and I know you worked in the city council before
right.
that, but what's it been like to be in this position? Like, what have you learned about governing in the course of the last several months?
I think it's very important that people in the community feel like they have a voice and that they're heard and that they're in input is provided in the governing and policymaking process. The first thing I did was have community office hours to make sure that City Hall was accessible to parts of the district, particularly West Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And so I specifically go to libraries, community centers, local businesses, so people know that their council representative just doesn't hang out in downtown in a big fancy building, but it's present in the community. And I think that's made a difference with people. And so when I hear feedback from those meetings or those very informal chit-chat sessions, when asked questions or when there's a certain item on the policy agenda, I say, hey, this is what I'm hearing from the community regarding body cams. Mm-hmm. Can you please include this or request that certain changes be made? And it's happened directly from the community's input.
Okay, so let's talk more about District 5. This is largely Maryvale. It's a largely Latino area. It's traditionally been underserved in the community, I would say. What are your priorities about what you want to see change in that community?
I firmly believe that District 5 is the heart of the city. I think it's the future. I think there's so much potential. There's so much opportunity. And it's a responsibility I hold being in the position and as a candidate to talk about the communities we're advocating for, the communities we represent in a positive light. And what I'm finding is that as Phoenix continues to grow and develop, I want to make sure every single day that the communities there get to grow with that development. I want to make sure that people aren't displaced the way my family was. I want to make sure that as the quality of life, the vibrancy of our neighborhoods improves, that the communities get to also experience that by having a voice in what the development looks like around them. And issues like affordable housing is something I unapologetically will advocate for, because there's people who are just a paycheck away from having to choose between paying for groceries and the rent or a mortgage payment. I want to make sure people are able to excel and thrive, and for them to work hard and know that it's going to go towards something bigger than just barely getting by. Mm. And so I think maybe there's a shift in the way we talk about savings, the way we talk about investing, because we're an entrepreneurial district. Like, we have families who are selling, making piñatas and selling tacos and tamales and pupusas. And why not make a business? Why not do bigger things? I think there's a vision that's kind of lacking because people are just so used to, like, working hard, or they ask for, like, potholes to be fixed and streetlights to be fixed. And I think that's something that needs to be done anyway. We need to start thinking bigger. So my vision is just for people to feel proud of where they live and to feel like they're really thriving for themselves and for their families.
Let's talk about one of those things. So one of the major issues that the city council is going to face and is facing now is policing and the
right.
trust that the community has in the police. The Phoenix Police Department had the highest number of officer-involved right. shootings in the nation last mm-hmm. year. There's a lot of talk about how to address that. You've said that there's a disconnect between police officers and the community. How do you think that you can play a role in trying to do that?
I think there's a lot of issues at play. I think officers are expected to act as mental health providers when that's not their role. I think there's ways to be more proactive in talking about safety issues and redefining what safety really means. I think responsible governing and leadership requires us to think more long-term and making sure that people have educational and economic opportunities to feel safe, to make sure that we have after-school programs so that our kids have some place to go that's productive. And I think safety means that the streetlights are working, that our streets are safe. There's a lot of work to be done, but I think it starts with accountability and making sure people have the answers that they need and making sure us as public officials are held accountable. As long as people feel like they're not just being shut off or that they're just being ignored, I think there's a chance to repair and to establish that trust. But until then, I think, yeah, we definitely have some work to do.
Yeah. One of the other issues you mentioned before is transportation. So
right.
Light rail is a big, big issue at the city council right now. In August, Phoenix voters will once again vote on the future of the almost the entire light rail system in the city. And it's become really controversial. So is this something that you think should be expanded in the community? Do you think it's worth the money that we're putting into it?
Absolutely. I think especially for my district, so much of my district is going across, you know, to the East Valley or the east side of the city to get to work. There's people in my district who get up at 4 or 5 in the morning and are waiting at a bus stop to get to work. Mm-hmm. And so I think public transportation isn't district specific. Some of my colleagues will say, you know, this doesn't help my community or this isn't something that will benefit my constituents. But really, my constituents are going to your district to work, whether it's to clean houses, to help do construction projects. So I think it's something we need to be more open-minded and just think outside district-specific issues. I think public transportation, as Phoenix grows, I don't want to be stuck in traffic 2 hours a day like I was, you know, back in L.A. When we talk about quality of life means that you can get to see your family within a reasonable hour after work. It means that the quality of our air, and it's beyond just convenience. I think we need to be more forward thinking and when we're talking about public transportation.
So you faced some criticism in your time in office for your vote on the Suns deal.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us why you voted that way and
and
why you decided that that was a risk worth taking politically.
So initially, my biggest frustration was the lack of investment in West Phoenix. Everyone talks about, you know, the growth of the city and how investing in downtown is so important, which I agree. But I just didn't see the connection between investing in downtown and how that helped the district. And so while this vote was definitely one that I knew would risk my political future, I think being in government, I had to think more so about my priority in doing what's best for my constituents versus my political career. And so at that moment, given the opportunity to secure an additional $10 million for the district with the 2.6, that would help thousands of working families make sure they have high quality, no cost preschool across the city of Phoenix, not just for my district, was almost like a no-brainer. I mean, it took a lot out of me, don't get me wrong. You know, it passed 6-2. Like, it was going to pass. And if my vote wasn't going to be counted, it was going to not include this amazing additional benefit for our community. That was a hard vote, but at the end of the day, if it means saving preschool and having an additional, you know, $10 million for our community, it's a decision I'd make again.
All right. Vanya Guevara, candidate for District 5 City Council seat. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate you.